Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, we've been covering a lot of territory about Medicare and Medicaid, and there's another piece of news that was released the other day. About 650,000 Mississippians and 960,000 Louisianians, over 20% of each state's population, are enrolled in Medicare, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. However, the Medicare costs in Louisiana and Mississippi are some of the highest in the nation, but do not correspond to better health outcomes for patients. In fact, states' life expectancies at 65 are some of the lowest in the country, according to federal data. And Mississippi is actually even worse off. They come in with an average of 2 years shorter than the national average. So that's the what. Let's try and find out the why. We're joined by David Ridenhour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you for joining us. Obviously, Medicare, Medicaid, both very complex types of, you know, organizations, and as well as the way that they run this insurance company. When I was reading this story, it just kind of really piqued my curiosity as to what is actually happening here, because this doesn't sound like it right. It doesn't sound right.
No, and there are demographic issues that are affecting this, but there's also the way that Medicare and Medicaid run as well. So maybe I'll touch upon the demographic statistics first. You have fairly high poverty rates both in Louisiana and Mississippi, and that corresponds to people who don't have health care before they get to the age where they're eligible for Medicare. And so consequently, they're already ill before they get into the program, maybe with ongoing conditions like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and they're just holding out and waiting until they get the government program. So you have a large number of people that are already sick that are getting onto the system. And then the way that the system operates is to actually create shortages. You know, there's a certain fee schedule that Medicare has that is not necessarily competitive in the private sector. One might be charged anywhere from 25% to 200% more. And so what does this do? This causes people who would ordinarily, doctors who would ordinarily go into this field and be providing services for Medicare are retiring early, or they are not entering to begin with into service through Medicare, and that creates a doctor shortage. So you've got a severe doctor shortage. In Louisiana, 60 of 64 parishes have been designated health professional shortage areas. And you have a similar situation in Mississippi, and a big contributing factor to that is the reimbursement rate from Medicare and Medicaid.
So 60 of 64 parishes, we have a recognizable shortage of physicians.
Yes.
So what is the system actually doing about that? How are we addressing that? I mean, obviously that falls on the back of medical education in this country. It's the only way you get there, right? So what's happening?
Well, I mean, that's part of it, of course, is the educational process. But there's a lot of things that we can do to change the way the Medicare system works. I'll just give you another example. We've heard a lot about prescription drug negotiations, which sound like a really good idea initially, until you see what the pharmaceutical firms will do in response to it. You negotiate lower prices for those very expensive drugs, and what do? They're going to shift the costs off to other Medicare recipients who are using different drugs that are not covered by the negotiation. They're going to shift away from drugs that aren't covered, and we're going to see stifled innovation, and overall, our health will diminish. It sounds like a good idea. It's not. Just like, for example, for those who are mentally ill in this country. In the 1960s, they thought it was a brilliant idea to have something called the Institutions of Mental Disease Exclusion, which said that Medicaid would not reimburse mental health hospitals and substance abuse hospitals that had more than 16 beds. And the rationale was, let's get away from the institutionalization, let's get community-based, but also let's not let the states shift all their mentally ill patients onto the federal bill. But the consequence has been the institutions have been closed down. We now have a bed shortage of about 600,000 nationwide. People are waiting for up to 3 years in some states for access to a mental health bed. And this is contributing to our homelessness throughout the country. And there are costs associated with that. Just because they're on the street doesn't mean they don't cost anything. They cost on average $40,000 a year per individual in emergency services. So sometimes what we do that is intended to do good actually does bad, because it creates perverse incentives.
So this is a good example of these perverse incentives, and one that you know a lot about. I watched a video about the trials and tribulations in your life and dealing with the federal government, more importantly, I guess, Medicare. Your son was born with a mental disability, and the name of the video is called Faces of the Disability Crisis, Jonathan's Story, is the name of your son. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So Jonathan was born by all appearances as normal in 2000. And then when he turned about 2 years of age, something was different. He began pacing. He started to lose his communication skills. And he had all the classic signs of autism. He was always difficult to deal with. But fast forward to 2017, my wife passed away after a 4-year battle with stage 4 breast cancer. He became extraordinarily violent, hit himself 2,700 times in a single 4-hour period, sent us both to the hospital. I was desperate for help in the home. It was difficult with two parents, with one parent having to stay up all the time to care for him. I was just overwhelmed, and it was beyond my capability, but there was no help coming. We got him into the ER. He clearly needed a specialized hospital, acute care, psychiatric hospital. but he had to wait for a week in the ER, which could do nothing for him at all, because there were no beds available downstream in this hospital. And one of the reasons that I found out that that was the case is that they had patients ready to leave that they couldn't discharge because they had no place to go. This is that IMD exclusion that I was telling you about. Because of those restrictions, there is a massive shortage. And this happened again a couple of years later. And he was on a waiting list for 15 months. Got in record time, because usually it takes 3 years to get into this specialized hospital. And it's one that absolutely changed his life. And again, there were patients ready to leave when he got in. Two of them had been there a combined total of more than 2 years longer than they had to be because they had no place to go. And the hospital, hope you're sitting down for this, cost $150,000 per month. Per month. Wow. So those two patients, $3.6 million wasted on them while there were people banging at the door, desperate to get in, to get the help that they needed. And this is happening throughout the system. It's happening in ERs. It's happening in these specialized hospitals, costing untold billions of dollars that could instead be used to help people and get people off the street. But because we had this idea in the 1960s that we were going to save money by limiting the number of beds, man, we're creating suffering. We're
you know, it's interesting, David, I was in law enforcement, and I actually, in my first job back in the 1970s, I worked on a pod in Charity Hospital for mental health, and they probably were somewhere north of 250, 260 beds there. They probably had almost 400 at one time in total. And, you know, the law enforcement folks, that's where they would bring the mental health patients. And we had guards. I was working as a prison guard at the time, and we would do overtime there in that facility. And as more and more years that I served, that started to shrink, right? And I had no idea it was this IMD exclusion that you talk about. And I became aware of it because I actually sat on a hospital board for over 20 years later in my life. And, you know, we were always worried about getting over that because of reimbursement rates. And, you know, it being a real loser for us financially, although we all knew that there was an identified need. So my question to you is, why can't we solve this friction point? It doesn't make sense to me. We're spending good money after bad. There's actually a way to do this to save money from what we're doing right now.
Absolutely. And I think it's that there are a lot of groups, including disabilities groups, that, you know, their big boogeyman is institutionalization, you know, because there was, there were some abuses that occurred in the 1960s, 1950s,
you know,
and even in
my
1970s.
Answer to that is pick a system, any system, you're going to find some deficiencies, right? I mean, it's human nature. You have people with bad intent.
Exactly. And let me just ask you a question. The answer is logical here. What is more likely to lead to abuse? Larger institutions, maybe 100,000 patients, where there are inspectors coming in from time to time, or millions of individual homes in which there is never an inspection at all. I would maintain that it's not that the abuse has stopped. It's that we've taken it out of our eyesight.
Yeah.
Because we don't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. The problem in the 1950s and 60s was the government wasn't doing its job, which is to inspect these things, do spot inspections without warning, just show up. That is their job, and they blew it. And now today, there are millions of homes where people are being taken care of, and there is abuse happening that we never hear about and never will.
So, David, the long and short of this, when we sum all of this up, there are sectors of healthcare that right now we're wasting money on because of some of these silly rules, right? So we have silly outcomes as a result of that, which means that we're spending less dollars with much more manageable issues, right? We're spending money foolishly over here. I don't know. Sometimes I get so frustrated because it seems like they're pretty easy fixes, right? And the interesting thing about the mental health population, you correct me if I'm wrong because you followed it closely, it's not increasing at numbers that are just totally unmanageable, right? Because as long as the delivery system is healthy relative to their care, you will move people out. So there'll be people moving out and people moving in. Am I wrong in that assumption?
The problem is the delivery system. There's a lot of people with undiagnosed mental illness. Many of the people who are on our streets with substance abuse problems, they're self-medicating for underlying mental health issues. If we can address providing an appropriate number of beds, mental health beds, and treatment, we can save a lot of money downstream. And by the way, on the expenses, my mom has Alzheimer's. Her needs are not terribly different than my son's. But we, the taxpayer, is paying like $350,000 a year for around-the-clock care for my son. And privately, I'm paying $8,000 a month for my mom's Alzheimer's care. There's something wrong with that picture, that it costs more than three times more through the government. How many more people could we serve and get better and become the best possible versions of themselves if we just looked at this different?
Yeah, you know, and the deficiencies of the system and the challenges of the system reveal themselves in so many different ways. I mean, study after study after study, just absolutely crazy. When you think about it, I wanted to ask you something, David, because it in your bio, it caught my eye. You co-authored a book with David Almasi, Nicaragua's Continuing Revolution. Mi mamá es Nicaragua, from Managua. And my cousin, who you may know, or you may have heard of my cousin, Eden Pastora, Comandante Cerro, the original founder of the Sandino Revolutionary Force, is my cousin.
Wow, that is so cool. I met him at Violeta Chamorro's inauguration.
Yeah, well, he actually visited our house here in the country back in the 80s, twice, actually. And very interesting character, to say the least. But I thought you might appreciate that little tidbit. I'm gonna grab your book, quite frankly. I'm assuming it's still out there and still available because I would love to read it, to learn more about what was going on.
You let me know, and I think I probably have an extra copy lying around here somewhere.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us today. We truly appreciate your time, your insight. Best of luck with Jonathan, and I know that the challenges that he's facing. And your mom, quite frankly, as well. I have
Thank
a similar
you.
Situation going on. None are easy, but that love is there 24/7 for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. David Ridenhour, Chairman, National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll be right back, folks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Kim Schaefer, CEO of the new Museum of Illusions in New Orleans. This is an experience that you're not going to find anywhere else. Trust me. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
And I'm sorry I missed your event last evening. I had a conflict. I understand it was really, really nice. People had a great time. And I'm hearing a lot of great things about the Museum of Illusions. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, let's try to explain how this works.
Okay, sounds terrific. Well, we are an interactive museum. So it's about kind of reimagining reality where we have these mind-bending experiences rooted in science, psychology, and art that kind of all come together to challenge reality. So this is education, but it's entertainment where you get to create your own experience. So really fun for everyone.
So that sounds intriguing. But let's fill in some granular details about this, because when you go to the website and you see some of these things, it's like, oh, my God. I mean, I felt like I was going to fall down just looking at what I was seeing.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, your feet are firmly planted, well, on the ground or on some platform. So,
but it doesn't look that way.
It doesn't, and that's the beauty of illusions and kind of the perception that your mind and your eyes you know, kind of play against each other. So it really is just, it's so fun to watch people experience this because they're looking at something and then they stand back or they come forward and they're taking pictures because there's a lot of great, these photo opportunities where you are the experience. And so it's just a lot of fun for people to have that experience and then try to figure out what it is that they're looking at. And we walk you through that. We have illusion experts who will explain to you what you're seeing and why you're seeing it. And then once you know that, you can go back and take a look at it in another way.
So, Kim, I have to ask, it reminds me of scenes like in a movie, right? You see something happen in a movie and you look at it and you're wondering, I wonder how they filmed that. Well, it seems like some of what y'all have set up is exactly that. That's how they do it.
Yes, that is exactly it. You know, Game of Thrones. There's a couple that, you know, different illusions have been in that we have been able to utilize in the science to be able to bring to our museum. So we do have a lot of fun with that, and that's how movies do it. You have to kind of have those perceptions, and we do it within a 10,000 square foot museum.
So there a collection of 80 exhibits that you can experience inside the museum, right?
Yeah, so we have exhibits and we have rooms and we have attractions. So we have three different types of experiences that you can enjoy within those 80 exhibits.
So there's the Jazz Hall Reverse Room.
It's my favorite.
Describe that for us.
So it is set up so that when you come in, you are... everybody gets in a spot, so you have a reverse piano, we have a drum, all the things that you would see, the acoustic that you would see in your jazz band, and then what you do is you take the picture and then you flip it, and so you're hanging now from these different instruments to just create a really unique picture and opportunity. So that one's definitely a favorite. Last night at the opening, that was where, you know, definitely one of where the biggest lines was to have that fun.
Yeah. So you guys are going to be open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and yes, with a reminder that you have to get there at least 1 hour before closing, because it'll take you at least an hour, if not more, to make it through the facility, right?
Yes. So we just want to make sure that you get in there before that final hour before closing. And then you can go through as many times as you want. It's not, you can go at your own pace and have your own experience. So we're not trying to move you along.
So this Museum of Illusions, this is something that's growing in popularity and actually moving around the world, right?
Yes, we're really excited about the openings. We now, this was location 65, and we are in 26 countries, opening Australia later this year, so that will expand the continents and the countries on that one.
So... And I guess these attractions will be ever-changing?
They are changing, and, you know, while we may have 65 locations, every experience you get, like the Jazz Hall, we were just talking about the reverse room, there are always going to be illusions that are particular to the history and the culture of the city that we are in. So we love to be able to honor that, but it also makes for a unique experience. And then we do change things up, and we change them up seasonally, so we have, different events that through different seasons.
How many locations? I got to imagine if the folks here locally visit the one here, there's going to be a strong desire if there's one in a city that they're visiting around the world, right?
Yes, because they are all different. And as we continue to create, we do our own research and development, so we create our own exhibits, work with neuroscientists and other illusionists around the world to provide the best you know, opportunities. And so we're constantly changing that. We're constantly, you know, upgrading. So it is a different experience at every single museum. I've been to every single one of our museums, and I'm still amazed every time I walk in.
Which one can you say? I guess they all provide some kind of unique experience, but I got to imagine there's been one that just totally blows your mind.
As far as the attractions goes?
Yeah, or the illusion. Because I think that's the most unique thing.
Yes. For me, it's the symmetry room. I love the symmetry room because it allows you, everybody has a different experience. Everybody can create their own uniqueness in what they do. And so every time I'm there, I have a different experience, a different photo opportunity, because it just changes up based on your mood or how you're feeling. So I think that room to me is really special. But I think for, you know, groups coming in, you know, the reverse room and the building illusion really provide a fun opportunity because they are rooted in the location that you're in. So here in New Orleans, the building illusion is just spectacular, building that is all about the French history here.
Kim, I got to imagine this would be a great Christmas gift for folks because it's something that, you know, is new to this area. Nobody's seen it. Most people probably haven't visited one. Can you buy a gift card or something like that?
Yes, you absolutely can. And you can get a gift card for any amount. So it's a great gift for families. We do a wonderful job with families enjoy it. It's great for adults as well. So, yes, we will have gift cards online available, especially with the holidays coming up. It's a perfect opportunity.
And where would they go if they have an interest in getting those?
So we have, I would say, to go online, which is the same place where you can buy your tickets. Let me get it is moineworleans.com.
So MOI from Museum of Illusion, NewOrleans.com. www.moineworleans.com. And you can have parties there too?
Yes,
or special events?
For corporate events. Yes, corporate events, private events, field trips. It is absolutely a great way to have a different experience. And we have catering, so we can provide food and beverage for the events as well.
Got another text saying, what age would be too young to go? So what would be the appropriate age of a child to visit?
So we have, because we are STEM certified, we have programs for kindergarten through high school. So we say 5 years old is probably the best time that they'll have
right.
An experience where they can learn and engage.
That's awesome. I mean, that covers most everyone, you know, to have that interactive experience there at the Museum of Illusions. And just so everyone knows, it is located in the Jack's Brewery building right across from Jackson Square there. Can't miss it. And it's a great location. A lot of parking lots right around that museum as well, so easy to get to and easy to get out, for sure. Kim, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations, and thank you so much for locating in the city of New Orleans. We appreciate it.
It's been such a warm welcome. We really thank New Orleans for having us here.
That is so good to hear, and we wish you the best of success. Kim Schaefer, CEO of the Museum of Illusions, right here in New Orleans. They have 60 locations in 26 different countries spanning 4 continents. This is something that's for real, folks. So you want to check it out. In fact, my producer went last night, Jeff, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to him, but I will this afternoon to talk about his experience. But I'm sure it's going to be something special. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Kim.
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, folks, if we go back to the BGR conversation that we had with Becky Mowbray, as well as Stephen Stewart, VP and Research Director at BGR, Becky being the President and CEO there, what we learned is you're going to be voting on an issue on the ballot relative to financing this homeless or affordable housing proposal that was that you voted on before, where 2% of the balance of the general fund, which they say is going to be about $14.5 to $15 million, would go towards that initiative. They changed the language, and now we see on the ballot that they are attempting to float a affordable housing bond of $45 million. And in the BGR report, that says that that would cover likely 3 years moving out on this situation. I'm not sure what's the right path to take here. I don't know that I know all of the particulars, but I spoke out against this. I thought it was a bad idea. I didn't think that they should be more restrictive in where they were going to put these dollars. I had a different perspective, having looked at the audits that were available at the time, trying to understand representations that were made by the city at that point in time relative to the finances of the city of New Orleans. And as I was doing my back of envelope calculations, it seemed to me that none of these numbers were matching up and that we were having a problem. And I've talked about this on this show who knows how many times. And I'm not looking at all the pertinent documents that I need to look at. And I don't know, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I was able to figure out that Houston, we have a problem. And now I'm just troubled by the fact that we're going out on a bond issue to finance this operation, which tells me that we didn't have the money. This is another forecasting of saying we didn't have the money to be able to move 2% of the general fund, restrict it, and do this. So we're going to go get a bond issue now that's going to fund it for 3 years. What are we going to do in 3 years? Does anybody really believe that this financial picture is going to be beautiful, gorgeous, incredible landscape, the prettiest flowers it's ever had, lined with wildflowers and all kinds of roses and carnation? No, it ain't happening. We're going to still be monitoring every penny, every nickel, every quarter. We're still going to be in the process of minimizing works and processes, trying to find efficiencies. We'll still be trying to get to the optimum number of employees in this city at that point in time, because these are difficult calculations and remediations. You're not going to turn this around in 6 months. I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to happen. It's not happening. Because you have failed internal systems relative to collections, the way that you account for stuff. If you have a due to, due from, however you want to refer to it, between the city and the Sewage and Water Board for $87 million going back to 2010, this is a sick system. It will take you at least a year to get your hands around and identify the frailties, the deficiencies, the internal controls, and to get the question why answered as to where we stand at that point in time. I don't know if there's some way of not funding that $15 million, because that would be a great grab. To go give away the $15 million, there's no question about need. This is not about need, right? This is about surviving. We're not actually able to fulfill anybody's needs if we can't survive in a healthy fashion. And we can't just be working to a break-even mentality, right? Because we could be one storm away from having to front a whole lot of money, waiting on FEMA to reimburse, which I doubt that they're going to reimburse at the levels that they've reimbursed, that we've grown accustomed to, because the federal government finds themselves with a $36, $37 trillion deficit. So they've got the same problems. They're looking for things to cut. They're looking to shift burdens the same way that we're looking to shift burdens. The state's looking to shift burdens, and the federal government to shift burdens. And shift flows downhill. And guess who's at the bottom? Local government, right? I have to say it that way because I can't curse on air. But the fact of the matter is that that's why you've got to be on your P's and Q's. You've got to be nimble. You've got to have access to capital to respond to a lot of these things. Because I could tell you, in the aftermath of Katrina, the mantra for Newell Norman and the JPSO and Harry Lee at the time was, if you don't control it, it ain't going to happen. And in order to control it, you got to have some Benjamins in the bank. No Benjamins, no control. Plain and simple. Can't say it any rawer than that. I want to thank Travis Mackle sent me over another video in July when they were announcing the retirement of Gilbert Montano. Again, talking about all the wonderful things that this team had put together financially. This is just this past July. We had all these wonderful things. It was all good. We were all right there at the gates of just financial prosperity, bathing in dineros. And then months later, we can't make payroll? Something's not right. There's some intentionality here. I don't care what anyone says. You don't miss the mark this bad. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.